KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's cloudy and 26 degrees. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today. Any light snow that's currently ongoing in the listening area should be ending this morning, and we'll have a high around 30 with winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. In Western Iowa news, police in Council Bluffs report a man wanted by the U.S. Marshals Service for possession of weapons was arrested Thursday evening after police received a tip. Officers found 41-year-old Albert Rocha of Council Bluffs at a store located at 1817 West Broadway Street. Rocha was taken into custody without incident and transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail. Bluffs police want to extend their thanks to the public for their assistance in locating the potentially dangerous offender. A Southwest Iowa man wanted on warrants out of Polk County was arrested Thursday in Page County. 45-year-old Samuel Wade Walker of Clarinda was arrested on two warrants for probation violation. Walker was on probation for original charges of possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, and forgery. He was arrested at the Page County Courthouse and then transported to the Page County Jail, where he was held without bond until making an initial appearance before a Polk County judge. The Clarinda Police Department assisted the Page County Sheriff's Office in that arrest. The Atlantic Police Department reports the arrest at around 10:30 a.m. Thursday of 45-year-old Stuart Sellers of Red Oak. Sellers was arrested on a Montgomery County warrant for interference with official acts, inflicting bodily injury, and Johnson County warrants for theft in the first degree and burglary in the third degree. Sellers was seen by a concerned citizen exiting a stolen white 2006 Chevy 2500 pickup in the Walmart parking lot here in Atlantic. The citizen followed at a distance while notifying Atlantic Police and the Cass County Sheriff's Office. He was located a short distance away and arrested without incident. Sellers was taken into custody and transported to the Cass County Jail, where he was booked in and later transferred to the Montgomery County Jail. As we had previously reported this week, law enforcement in Montgomery County had been investigating a theft from the University of Iowa Hospitals when Sellers fled from authorities. He was later suspected to have stolen the Chevy truck in Red Oak before leaving the area. Authorities were able to recover a majority, if not all, of the stolen property from the hospital. The investigation continues, and charges are currently pending in addition to those that were mentioned. Red Oak Police would like to thank all the citizens, media, and news law enforcement agencies for their due diligence and being alert and responsive to the incident. And they say that this just goes to show that if you see something, say something, and you can keep our communities safe. Police in Creston arrested 34-year-old Ashley Willits of Creston Thursday morning. Willits was taken into custody for allegedly violating the terms of a valid protective order. She appeared before the magistrate and was subsequently released on her own recognizance. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a Page County jail inmate, 38-year-old Jonathan Lynn Gray of Shenandoah, was transported to the Pott County Jail on Wednesday. He was wanted on a warrant for escape from custody. Gray's bond was set at $1,000. And early Wednesday afternoon, 35-year-old Bethany Lynn McCoy of Lincoln, Nebraska, was arrested following a reported reckless driver. McCoy's vehicle was located parked near McClelland in the middle of the road in the 29,100 block of 298th Street. Deputies determined that the woman was impaired and placed her under arrest for OWI first offense. Police in Red Oak say there were no injuries, but the driver of an SUV was cited following a collision Thursday afternoon at the intersection of Joy and 3rd Streets in Red Oak. A 2002 Dodge Durango driven by 67-year-old Ronald Lee Lunsford of Red Oak was traveling eastbound on Joy Street at around 4:25 p.m. when he failed to yield at the posted intersection. A 2009 Nissan Altima driven by 44-year-old Jeanette Eggers of Red Oak was traveling southbound on the one-way 3rd Street when she was broadsided by the SUV. Damage from the collision amounted to $8,000 altogether. Lunsford was cited for failing to yield at the yield sign. The amount of water being released into the Missouri River from Gavin's Point Dam has been increased to free up more space in the reservoirs upstream before this spring. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said Thursday the amount of water flowing out of Gavin's Point on the Nebraska-South Dakota border had been increased to 35,000 cubic feet per second. The current releases from Gavin's Point Dam are more than double what is typical for this time of year. The Corps is working to clear out as much space as possible in the reservoirs ahead of what is expected to be another wet year. The Iowa Senate has approved spending $20 million more in the current state fiscal year on flood relief projects. Senator Rob Hogue, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids, voted for the extra $20 million, but suggested the state should spend more.
I was in Southwest Iowa last year. I saw the heartache and the trauma. I was in Burlington in May. I was in Davenport in May. And people need help. Flooding hurts people, and people need help.
Senator Tom Shipley, a Republican from Nottoway, said he's comfortable with the calculations made by Governor Reynolds and her staff.
So this $20 million is simply to help get the process started. I believe that we will come up with more money. We cannot jeopardize any federal funding that may be coming forward.
According to Iowa emergency management officials, there are nearly $200 million worth of flood projects awaiting funding, but federal funding will cover some, if not the majority, of the expenses. And a Democrat Iowa 3rd District Representative Cindy Exney has announced a grant amounting to over $1.2 million for Head Start projects was awarded to Family Incorporated, an education nonprofit and early Head Start provider that's based in Council Bluffs. The grant funds come from the Department of Health and Human Services. Axney said providing a quality education to Iowa children starts with programs like Head Start. And countless studies show the endless benefits that early childhood education can have on a child's future. In the funeral announcements, Michael Shane Trotter, age 40, of Atlantic, died January 29th at his home. Graveside services for Michael Trotter will be today at 3 o'clock at the Menlo Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Dean Williams, age 80, of Stewart, died Sunday. Memorial service for Dean Williams will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First Congregational Church of Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Luella Jean Hansen, age 88, of Walnut, died Monday at the Peace Haven Retirement Home. Funeral services for Luella Hansen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Edna Lucille Paulson, age 98, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Edna Paulson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Philip Ward Madsen, age 96, of Harlan, died Sunday at Peace Haven Retirement Home. Funeral services for Philip Madsen will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Lucille Reniger, age 97, of Manning, died January 31st at the Manning Senior Living Center. Funeral services for Lucille Reniger will be held Monday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning, with Odie Funeral Home of Manning in charge of arrangements. Thelma Louise Moorhead, age 98, of Casey, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Services for Thelma Moorhead will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Paula Ratzliff, age 60, of Exira, died Monday at her home. A celebration of life memorial gathering for Paula Ratzliff will be on February 14th from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Exira Event Center. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. And Beverly Cavanus, age 85, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Beverly Cavanus are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.